Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. When should I give up on a prospect? Today, we're going to talk about how to be persistent and not pushy when prospecting. Well, the really short answer is never. This question of when to give up on a prospect comes up in almost every sales training workshop I put on. Normally, it's during the prospecting portion of the training. I like to get right to the point with this answer. I want them to understand that you never give up on a prospect or a customer. So I give them my short answer of never, because I want that message to go through. At that point, I can tell they are expecting me to lecture on the importance of never give up, keep going back, keep driving for the sale, all those things that sales trainers typically say. Then they will respond with a traditional salesperson response of, yeah, but I don't want to be pushy or overly salesy. Well, this type of discussion played out many times before I realized that I wasn't getting the right message across to the sales teams about prospecting. See, most of us view prospecting as a stagnant list. Our sales manager either gives us or has us compile a list of prospects for us to work on. We go out, we find little to no interest, check in on them periodically, and run smack into a brick wall of insurmountable resistance. That brick wall may sound like, I'm happy where I'm at, or I don't think we're going to make any changes, or I'll take a look at it, but I don't think I'm interested. Our response is to not be pushy. That means we back off, we wait a month or two, then go back out to the farm and simply check in. Has anything changed? Nope. Okay, see you later. The second time we run into that brick wall, we extend our cooling off period by maybe 6 months, then a year, and eventually we just stop going out there anymore and we forget about them. Going back any sooner just seems pushy to us, and none of us want to be that salesperson. If this is your version of prospecting, we'll consider some of these concepts. First, your list shouldn't be stagnant. It should be a living, breathing, ever-changing document. Really, you should be working on that list as an ongoing process every day, at least taking a glance over it and seeing where you need to make progress. Prioritizing is the key to keeping your list updated. Stagnant lists get boring and feel fruitless, so either get a prospect moving or get them off your priority list. Secondly, prospecting is all about the development of a funnel. I know that may sound manipulative, as no one wants to be put into someone's sales funnel. However, prospects are in a funnel when they make buying decisions. At first, they don't know you, and they may not even know your company. So they need to meet you, learn about who you are and your company. You also need to do the same thing about them. Then there are other steps along the way, like they do their own research on you. They do, maybe there's a demo of your product. There's free samples. There's small purchases in lieu of making that bigger purchase, etc. At any point, a prospect may lose interest. Now, it's our job as salespeople to discover that loss of interest and either fix it or let them go for now. And there's a really emphasis, let them go for now. Pushy is going back week after week with no new information until they either buy from us or they get tired and ask us to not come back anymore. Persistence, on the other hand, is figuring out how to stay relevant so that you have good reasons to get back on the farm for the second, third, 10th, or even the 100th appointment. And if you can't figure out how to be relevant and they lose interest, then they go into a different priority level on your prospect list. This happens. You can call it the cold case file, which may literally be a folder in your filing cabinet. They may stay there until something changes, either on their end or your end or the industry's end. Something may change and they all of a sudden are now back on your priority list. That's the for now part. Things change. Their current supplier may have a problem, go out of business, change ownership, discontinue a product or service. I used to say in prospecting, second place is not a bad place to be on a prospect's radar. Feed companies have a way of irritating their customers. When that happens, I want to be the next person on their list of suppliers they call. That's the good news. The bad news is that we are also a feed company, which means we have the ability to do the same thing to our current customers. Yes, I know I want to be in the number one spot, and second place is the first loser. I've heard it all before. I watched Talladega Nights, so I know what Ricky Bobby's view of winning is. What I've learned in the last 5 years is that you can substitute any type of company in there. feed, agronomy, crop insurance, grain elevator, irrigation, equipment. All of us have people and machines in our business. This makes us all fallible. We have the ability to make mistakes. So stay vigilant and stay relevant. Eventually, you will get your chance to be number one and help your prospect. Well, as one prospect moves into the cold case file, it frees up an opportunity to focus your time and move someone else higher on your priority list. The secret is to continuously add new prospects into your funnel. The next secret is that this process is a long game. In some cases, it takes months or even years. Much depends on the type of products you sell. However, it also depends on your ability to stay relevant. As is the case with every one of my articles, I want you to know I practice what I preach. So here are a few real-world examples of when I thought I completely lost a prospect or a customer. I tried to stay relevant and eventually ended up selling them. Well, Joe was a dealer who bought from our competitor for over 40 years. I had called on him for 12 years before he became a customer. We ended up becoming great friends, great customer of ours, and we were his primary supplier. Steve was a livestock producer who we sold for 3 years. At one point, we got into a disagreement over a contract. He got upset, cussed me out, and kicked me off of his farm. I got a call from him a month later that he wanted pricing and ended up selling him for the next 12 years as his sole supplier. Well, Dave was a dealer that we had a falling out early in our relationship, and so I moved over and signed another dealer in his market. He got upset with this and sent a scathing letter about me to my manager. 5 years later, he called me up and asked me to stop out as he wanted to become a dealer. Fortunately for both of us, we had another salesperson in that area, and he ended up buying from that salesperson for many years. Well, in summary, prospects will heat up and go cold. Don't burn your bridges. Some will be difficult to sell. Customers will get upset with you or your company, but also with your competitor. They will quit you and come back. Nothing is forever. So the answer to the question, when do I give up on a prospect, is never.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.